Pearl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
They want to take our money?
Not yet, but they have frozen our accounts.
You can take care of this with my help.
What would I have to do for you? This is so messed up.
You're ex-dating my stepson? Yes, it is.
I didn't sign up for some creepy love triangle with you and someone's mom.
She's giving me money.
You have no idea how I feel about Nate and what I would do to keep him.
Do you want to be with this woman?
No, I want to be with you.
I am out for good.
In spite of my lowly, unroyal ways, accept that I have true feelings for Marcus and that he has them for me too.
Blair.
Marcus!
No, I knew it was him.
But I want you.
You want my title, which makes me a fool. But you want you.
Then show me.
Well, I was on a...
On a date?
Yeah, I was gonna tell you guys, I've been dating.
We keep having the same fight. I can't change who I am.
Me neither.
When I step out of here, it's over.
I think it was already.
Where is she going? And who am I? That's not the secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gotcha, girl.
Wakey, wakey up, East Siders. Welcome to the first day of senior year and the onset of a new social dynasty. The big question is, with Serena single and on top of the world, will Constance become the House of Vanderwoodson?
I can't believe you got Bart to wear flip-flops. I can't even picture that.
It was so cute. Every time we'd go for a walk on the beach, I'd catch him staring down at his feet.
Mom, it all sounds so romantic.
Are we expecting more people?
Well... It is your first day of school, and I was trying to be motherly.
Mom, I can't believe you didn't wake me up when you got home last night. I felt cheated.
Last time you said you felt violated. Welcome home.
Say Mom, and I will kill you in your sleep.
Decaf, Serena, I was going to say Mrs. Bass.
Thank you, Charles. Bart had to fly to Beijing on business, but he sends his best.
As he has done since kindergarten.
Oh, okay. Hello, we were talking romantic getaway, walking on the beach, details. I could stay home, and then we could go to lunch together.
Stay home is your first day of...
Serena and Dan broke up. Tragic, if not entirely unprecedented. But not without an upside. Humphrey was holding you back. You're a born queen. This is your year to rule. Why fight it?
Because I don't want it. Okay, being queen is Blair's whole thing. Plus, if she needs a eunuch, she knows where to look.
You may feel differently when the trumpets call. Grab the OJ. The champagne in the limo.
He's kidding. I think.
So you broke up. I didn't even know you two were back together.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No. But I will be. I hope. I don't know. Having to see him every day, it's gonna be really hard.
You know what? Every day gets a little bit easier.
Yeah.
It'll be fine, right?
Of course it will.
I mean, we broke up amicably. No one cheated. No one screamed.
You've got nothing to worry about. Of course, I don't know what the post-breakup protocol is these days.
You know, like, she gets the courtyard Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and I get supervised visits with the library every other weekend.
You know, be honest with where you're both at. Just do that, okay? And the deflection through sarcasm thing you might want to put on the back burner for a while.
I heard your friends sneak out early this morning.
Flair, is it? Come on.
High heels, concrete love. Not the blueprint for a stealthy getaway. Sorry, back burner starting now. How are things going, anyway?
It's early, so let's keep this between us, okay? Hey, you look great, sweetie. Excited for the big first day?
Dad, how set are you on this whole going to school thing?
Pretty set. Why?
The first day of school is draft day. Blair and her merry band of psychos are going to be on a tear. They categorize girls into two groups, projects and victims. Girls who have the potential to become little mini Blairites become projects, and total losers and the girls who have the potential to threaten social order become victims. I was a project last year, and we all know how that turned out. What?
Nothing.
Totally with you.
Did you understand any of that?
I'm so glad I'm not a girl.
Melissa Murphy, Jr.
Let's see here. AP score's good. Decent charity work. Young Women of the American Ballet Theater. Season passes to the next.
My dad's a team doctor.
Where did you say he summered again?
The Adirondacks?
We'll be in touch.
So you're basically using Blair's system to screen potential dates.
Think of it as an early application process. So many slots in the Chuck Bass social calendar. You saved me a ton of time.
Seems a bit impersonal.
Thank you.
I thought last season's Toy Bush flats.
I got them on sale?
Dalton, lacrosse captain, cute friend. Lunch, one sharp. Every year the project's pile shrinks while the victim's pile.
Using the voucher system. The government doesn't even care.
Last minute transfer. Thought you should be up to date.
Dates will not be my problem this year. Thanks to your little performance last week, the Lord and I are better than ever. Now, if you'll excuse me. I have to find Serena.
Vanessa! Hey!
Nate, what are you doing here?
You haven't returned my phone calls.
I've been busy.
But wait, just hold up for a second. You crash the party and you tell me to break it off with Catherine, and then you pull a 180 and you tell me to stay with her, and then you just bolt. I mean, did I do something, or what happened?
I'm late.
No, so that's it. I mean, we're not even friends now?
We were never really friends, Nate.
You'd be the worst PI ever.
Yeah, I don't want to be caught off guard. Still surprised I haven't seen her.
Yeah, especially since you're in the girls' hallway looking for her.
Just be nice. I'm sure this isn't easy for Serena either. I didn't even exist.
Welcome to my world. It's not so bad once you get used to birds flying into your head and automatic doors never opening.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's better to be ignored than tortured, right?
Well, there's looking at the bright side. You know what? I should head to my side of the building. Good luck. Sorry, man. I'm so sorry. Let me get those for you.
Oh, thanks. Amanda, I just transferred in.
I'm Dan. I just assaulted you. Welcome.
I just hid there. How pathetic is that? No, don't answer that.
Breakups are easy. It's having to see them date someone else that's hard. Why do you think I rub it in Chuck's face every chance I get?
A twisted version of foreplay?
Ignore you.
You're bringing new Harris, though.
Have you ever read him?
Read him? I've listened to him. I've fetched him this morning Irish coffee. I interned for him this summer.
The point is, whoever dates first wins. And with your ex being Dan Humphrey, you win by default.
Looks like Humphrey defied our great expectations and Waldorf's rules of order. Daring to date before Serena? It's only a matter of time before it's off with his head. Or hers.
Sketchy. She just transferred in.
Her father's with the UN. She's traveled the world. She won the short fiction award at her last school.
Blair, do you mind?
Yes. This girl is Dan with boobs. Do you really want to see them read together all year? Move it to the front of the line.
Look, I appreciate it, but you're making way too big a deal out of this. So he was talking to someone. So what? It doesn't mean anything. I'm fine.
She's not fine. Call our person of interest.
What a lovely little gallery.
What are you doing here?
I know Nate paid you a visit this morning, and I just wanted to thank you. Show my appreciation for respecting our agreement?
Great. You can show me by leaving.
See, I was thinking something a little more tangible.
What is this?
Open it and see.
Unbelievable. You really think that...
I waved.
I was wondering when I'd bump into you.
Yeah, so how's your first day going? Or something slightly less cliche.
Good. Yeah, school's...
School's, yeah. Wow, this is...
Yeah, I know.
You know, I've been really nervous about seeing you all week. In fact, I still am.
You were?
Yeah.
Are?
Look, why don't we just fast forward past all this weirdness and be friends?
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
You know what? What are you doing for lunch today? Friends eat lunch together, right?
You're right, they do.
Man! Hey!
Amanda, this is Serena. Amanda's new, so I sort of already asked her if she...
Right. Great. Well, welcome. I hope you have... I'll see you later.
Who would have thought Humphrey would be the one to move on first?
Look very sweet together.
Did I overhear something about a lunch?
New girl, now.
Lily?
Hello, Rufus.
What are you doing? I had no idea you were here. How was the trip? How's Bart?
Good. He's still in Beijing.
Oh.
On business, you know.
So, what brings you down here, Lil?
Oh, I just thought it would be nice to say hello, maybe catch up.
I was actually on my way out.
Of course, I should have called first. You're busy with work and...
No, I just... Repo Man's playing at the Sunshine. You know how I love my Harry Dean Stanton.
Playing hooky.
I don't tell anyone.
Not if you take me with you.
You want to go to Repo Man?
Yeah.
As I recall, we went to Repo Man once and you walked out.
Well, that was 20 years ago.
And you stole my soda.
Well, I'll buy you another.
All right. Let's go to Repo Man.
Hi. My name's Blair. You're new.
Hi, I'm
no,
Amanda.
That's not important. We'd like to invite you to lunch.
That's really sweet, but I'm already...
We know. Dan Humphrey? Bad idea.
It could be hazardous to your health.
Social, emotional,
even physical. Ouch! Besides, boyfriends are so much less reliable than girlfriends. We look out for each other. What do you say?
Blair. What's going on?
This is Amanda. She'll be joining us for lunch.
Blair.
It's for your own good, S. They were going to lunch together. Lunch. As in the meal before dating. Is that what you want? Exactly. Would you grab my stick? I seem to have dropped it.
Lady Catherine is unavailable. Would you care to leave a message?
If I could just leave this for her, I'm sure she'll get it. Can I just...
Very well.
She's not coming. Amanda.
What are you talking about?
She met some new friends. They extended an invitation to her for lunch. Hockey sticks were involved. I know how persuasive our girls can be.
Okay, but why?
Well, if they anoint Amanda into their fold, she'll be bound by their laws. Namely, she won't be allowed to date ex-boyfriends. Namely, you.
And Serena wouldn't do that.
Prove me wrong.
Vanessa, hey. No, sorry, I can't right now. What kind of emergency?
This is wrong.
Eating here? I know, but the med steps are totally under construction.
No, where? I mean...
Amanda? Amanda? We have a few ground rules here.
For lunch?
Now that we're all friends, you should know that dating someone's ex is frowned upon. For instance, Serena and Dan used to.
Oh, I didn't know.
Of course you didn't. That's what friends are for.
But now that you know...
You understand.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Hey, Amanda, would you mind getting some gelato? There's a cart right out there on the street. My treat. I don't like this beat, and I'm not gonna do it, okay? I'm gonna go find Dan and apologize.
It's for your own good, S.
So this is...
Yep.
And they're about to...
That's before kickoff, but yep.
Why can't I look away?
Seriously.
So what are you going to do about Nate? You going to tell him?
How can I? He would most likely freak out.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
And I can't confront Catherine because the butler will remember me and...
And she'll drop the dime on the captain. Sorry, it's the only chance I'll ever get to talk like that.
How can I use this to get Nate off the hook? I mean, what do I do?
Well, you're not going to like it, Blair.
Blair?
Mm-hmm.
I can't trust Blair.
Well, maybe not, but Google revenge and get BlairWaldorf.com. Look, she helped me with Georgina. She'll know what to do. And when she sees this photo, she will be plenty motivated to do it.
So I have to show this to Blair?
Yeah, I mean, I'd wear protective padding when you do it, but yeah. Look, V, I gotta go. There's this thing with Serena.
Everything okay?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Dan, hey, I want to apologize.
And that answers my question.
Look, Blair invited her to lunch, not me.
But you were there at lunch?
Yeah, but then I left and I told Blair to stop.
So you were part of it and then you had second thoughts?
Dan, I'm trying to apologize.
Really? Because it sounds like you're just trying to rationalize. It's just... We knew that this would be awkward, you know? I just assumed that it would be more of a... sad awkward and not this competitive awkward. I didn't think you'd enlist backup.
Is that what you think I'm doing?
Will you tell me, if I have lunch with someone else tomorrow, Blair's meaning's gonna break her fingers?
Just so you know, if this were a competition, I wouldn't need Blair and her posse to win.
Hey.
Hey. Aren't you supposed to not be talking to me? You'll be shunned or something?
I don't like bullies.
Oh.
So, my question, what are we doing tonight?
I'm so sorry, Blair. Like I said, Catherine knows where the captain is. She threatened to expose him if I ever took Nate away from her. But with this, I was hoping that you might...
Who else knows?
What? Who's seen this? Dan, just Dan.
If you are free, ever breathe a word of this, one word, to anyone, you'll regret it for the rest of your lives. Do you understand?
I just want Nate free from Catherine. I don't want him or anyone else finding out about this.
Good. I'll take care of it.
I'm trusting you, Blair.
Like you have a choice.
So, Are you sure you want to eat here? Because this is, I'm thinking this is maybe not a great idea.
Why? Everyone comes here. Dan, it's time to send a message.
I'm not sharing my lump crab. Check it out.
What Dan Humphrey does with the other serfs in the village is his business. But when he brings his new maiden to court...
I can't believe he brought her here.
It's a declaration of war. Sound the trumpet, strumpet.
What were you thinking?
I was sleeping.
No, I'm talking about you and Miss Little Hannah Montana on Gossip Girl.
Her name's Amanda.
Oh, her name's Amanda. Do you have any idea what you're doing? Not only is it social suicide, Dan, it's mean. Do you really think Serena deserves to be treated like this?
No, look, she started with this girl mafia.
Oh, forget about them. You need to talk to her. Apologize before it's too late.
Boundaries, get out!
Good morning to you, too. I had Marguerite make you up a little something. I missed you at SDK last night.
Mom and I had a girls' movie night. She made me watch Paris, Texas. She kept talking about how amazing Harry Dean Stanton was.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you got your breakfast. And the morning headlines. Especially this one.
Vanessa? What are you doing here?
Believe it or not, I'm looking for Blair.
Why? What has she done?
Nothing that I can tell. That's the problem. She won't return any of my calls. Is there any way you can find out where she is? I wouldn't ask if it wasn't important.
Yeah. Are you lost? I'm looking for Blair.
She took the morning off. She's having brunch at Chantilly, but I'm sure she wouldn't want to see you.
Well, thanks. Oh, little Jay, just because we've been ignoring you doesn't mean we've forgotten. You can't hide out at Eleanor Waldorf's atelier anymore. Your day will come. We're just picking our moment.
Serena.
So this is how you want to handle it? Using another girl to embarrass me in front of my friends? Is that your idea of sending a message, Dan?
Well, that phrase might have been used, but you just...
I can't believe you would do that.
Look, I know, and I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Yes, you were. I would never try to humiliate you like that.
No, but you would try to coerce a girl not to go out with me in the first place.
Fine. Tonight, the three of us.
Okay. What?
Look... You're gonna date other people, and I'm gonna date other people. We can either let everyone else tell us how we should be jealous and compete, or we can just deal with it and try to preserve at least a little of our friendship.
So, you, me, and Amanda are having a date?
I'd rather you not put it that way, but yes. 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's eight o'clock.
Okay.
This shouldn't be weird at all.
Join us at Markworth for the holidays. Snow on the ground. Crackling fire. Just the two of us under the stars.
Sure, it won't be awkward.
Awkward? How?
Juggling two women under one roof. You're sleeping with Catherine, right? Or do you prefer Mom?
I can explain.
Hooking up with your dad's second wife? I thought my family was twisted, but you people take the cake.
It's only happened a few times. And I put a stop to it. When I met you.
I really opened myself up to you.
Can't we still...
Oh, please. I just want to get through this without throwing up in my mouth.
Get through what exactly? I got your message. What's going on here?
Take a seat.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, no, not yet. But you will.
What do you want?
Let's talk about your exit strategy.
Lady Catherine is not in.
I'm actually looking to speak to her husband. There's something he needs to see.
Harris painted him. He called Rilke the Mitch album of the 19th century.
Rilke?
Rainer Maria Rilke? Letters to a Young Poet?
Yeah, I gave it to her, actually, but she never read it. Though in her defense, she never read Tuesdays is Morning either.
This comparison coming from a man who does his best writing sloshed at a pub.
When did you start writing in a pub?
No, not me.
Harris.
You know what? I'm gonna go get another round.
Okay.
Another soda?
Belvedere martini. 2 olives, please.
Doing okay, Ed?
I will be.
So? Don't be mad, but we may have something that'll cheer you up.
Several somethings, actually. Serena, this is Jen, captain of the Dolphin lacrosse team.
I buy you a drink?
I'm out next.
Even the most chivalrous knight is not above a little romantic retaliation. Turns out Lonely Boy is a worthy opponent, and it's time for S to bring in the cavalry. Wild horses couldn't keep us away.
This guy attacked the crease and he fakes left.
I faked left. He faked right, then I faked right, and then wham! Ooh. Just laid him out.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, that was a fascinating story. It's much better than the one where you faked right and then left, and then you hit him.
Dan's not a big sports guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, he likes poets. And letters to poets.
I'm gonna use the ladies' room.
Aw. You know what? I need another drink.
I'll do this again.
Okay. Okay.
Smoking hot.
Is this your great peace plan? You invite me out so you can rub a cross guy in my face?
I didn't plan this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What, I thought it was okay that we date other people.
Well, you certainly picked a winner.
Well, he's fun, non-neurotic. I thought that'd be a nice change.
That's classy, Serena, that's...
Classy? Like you asking another girl out our first day back at school?
We were broken up.
So what, Dan? It hurt! What did you expect? I loved you, and just because we broke up doesn't mean I could just turn it off like that.
Maybe we should stay away from each other for a while.
Yeah, you're right. You and Amanda should probably go.
Are you ordering me to leave?
Consider it a suggestion. Why should I go, Dan? These are my friends here, and it's not exactly your kind of place.
Fine. Cashing out so soon, Humphrey? You really should wear a belt. Kinky, now think about it. I hope you're not leaving. I'm out to see the real Serena. I've seen enough. Enough I have.
Hey, Blair. What was so important that we couldn't discuss over the phone?
Well, I have some good news and some bad news. The bad news is that your girlfriend, Catherine, is a lying, manipulating whore sleeping with her stepson.
Oh, what? Catherine and Marcus?
I know. It's hard to picture. I have photos if you'd like to take a look. I'm sorry. The good news is that I convinced them both to leave town.
How did you even...
And that's not even the best part. Catherine and I made a deal. I promised to keep my mouth shut, and she agreed to pay off the captain's restitution. Congratulations, Archibald. Welcome back to your old life.
Look, I don't know.
Wait, hold that non-thought. Catherine, whatever it is, just spare me. What do you mean? Vanessa talked to the Duke. No, I told her to stay out of this. Okay. Maybe I only have bad news.
Serena's not thinking straight. She's making this about Dan. It's the new girl that defied you.
What would you suggest?
9th grade. The Danish exchange student. You're flirting with your junior prom day. You still remember how to serve a Nertini, don't you?
What are you doing here?
Well, Serena and I were supposed to have movie night, but she canceled, so I thought...
Pretty in Pink.
It's only a supporting role, but Harry Dean Stanton is excellent.
It's 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, well, I guess I should have called, but I just thought I'd take a chance...
Lily, what are you doing here?
I don't know. Bart is in Beijing doing business, as he did most of our trip. The kids are living their own lives, and my life is in an empty house or in a crowded restaurant. And I don't know which one makes me feel more alone. I need a friend. And that's why I came to see you yesterday.
I'm sorry, Lily. I really am. But I can't be your friend. Yesterday reminded me of how easy it is to fall back into old patterns. I can't be your safety net anymore. It's not fair. You made your choice to be Mrs. Bass. You need to go do that. We both need you to go do that.
Rufus? Certainly.
Hey. Claire, this is Lily.
Nice to meet you. This used to be your favorite.
Nate, it's Vanessa again. Call me as soon as you get this. We need to talk. It's important.
What did I tell you? I told you to do nothing. What, was that too difficult?
I thought I would leave doing nothing to you.
I was taking care of it.
How? By having a romantic lunch with your boyfriend? You know what I think? I think you were so scared of anyone finding out who your boyfriend was screwing that you were willing to screw Nate.
Catherine's husband promised that the captain would be safe.
It's over. You know what I think? I think I'd gotten Catherine to agree to pay off the Archibald debts and leave town in exchange for my silence. Nate was about to have his old life back. Until you went to the Duke. He put them on a plane to London an hour ago. So, you're right. It is over for Nate. Thanks to you.
Are you really going to do this?
Yes. Why should Serena be the one pulling her hair out?
Look at what I've done. God, my hair. What? Ash!
Ash! Amanda. Hey, Amanda, wait.
Sorry, is she okay?
No, don't.
What? I didn't plan any of this. It all just happened.
That's the Serena Vanderwoodson mantra, isn't it? No fault, no responsibility. Things just happen. You know, you used to tell me that you were afraid that people couldn't see the real you. Well, maybe you're the one who can't see yourself. From where I'm standing, this is who you are.
Is that what you think of me?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. At least they own up to it. Maybe it's time you did too.
Spotted, a beautiful blonde phoenix rising from the ashes of a major public humiliation.
Never again. From now on, everything goes to me.
Welcome back, Queen Serena. Consider us your humble servants. Because if looks could kill, we wouldn't want to be Dan Humphrey.
What are you doing here?
I came to apologize. I didn't know what Blair was doing with the deal and the money and...
Do you think I care about the money? I mean, I asked you point blank if anything was wrong. You lied to me.
I had to. I didn't know what to do.
So you confided in Dan? Me and Blair, really? Everyone but me. I gotta get to school.
So that's it? We can't even be friends?
Well, we were never really friends, remember?
Hey, Jenny. What are you doing here so early?
Trying to avoid you. Hard to believe, I know.
You know what I find hard to believe? This handbag belongs in the trash, which is where you probably found it.
Don't.
Oh, right. There may be stuff in here that you need. Here you go.
Seriously? The best you guys can do. I have to say, I was expecting a little more now that you're seniors.
Our methods may lack imagination, but they're very effective, especially over a long period of time.
Hey, Amanda, it's me, Dan. Dan again. Sorry to be calling you so early. Look, I'm really sorry about last night. If it matters at all, I don't think it was Serena, even though I blamed her pretty harshly. Anyway, call me.
Getting my hair burned off was not a part of the deal.
Casualties of war.
I don't get it. You wanted me to pretend to like this guy so he can make his ex-girlfriend jealous?
Jealousy is a powerful emotion. I had to create a monster. I was going to dethrone a queen.
Why do you care who's queen of the high school?
I have my reasons. By the way, I hear you're going to boarding school in Vermont. Something to keep you warm.
You have the day off? What holiday is it?
Women's Suffrage Day.
So why are you wearing your uniform?
Because I forgot. Anyway, it's almost fashion week. There has to be something I can do.
Well, the work tables are a mess. Eleanor can't find half her patterns. Why don't you do that?
Okay.
Yesterday.
I was home just taking
Serena! Where are we going tonight?
The Dalton guys keep texting us. It was a feeding frenzy last night.
Hey, I left you 4 messages. You okay?
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling well.
You poor thing.
I actually have to get the assignments I missed yesterday.
Of course.
See you later. Oh, well, look who's back on top. Wonder how that happened.
Wade?
Now that I think of it, I know exactly how that happened.
Hey, have you seen Serena this morning?
Lonely boy, don't say we didn't try to warn you. But if Queen S will do this to D, are any of us safe? Bow down or bow out. XOXO, Gossip Girl.